Hello, everybody. Welcome to THC. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Kimmy. We talk about true crime and conspiracies and just other fucked up shit. So if that's what you're into, make sure you subscribe and follow us on social media at Truly High Crime. And I am Kimmy Grace 420.
And I'm Kelsey Paulus.
And THC officially has a Patreon that nobody asked for, but we made it anyway.
So if you love taking smoke breaks with us during the ads, then for $5 a month, you can say fuck an ad and smoke with us.
The episodes on Patreon will be exactly the same, but in place of the ads will just be our smoke breaks that we take while we're actually recording.
So you'll hear more about our thoughts on the case and also any other random thought that pops in our brains and other fun conversations.
There are three episodes that are now out on the Patreon: the Chandra Levy episode, the Phoenix Colden episode, and today's episode. It's a perfect time to sign up because Patreon charges you when you sign up and then again at the beginning of every month. So sign up now and then get charged again in like 2 weeks and then again on the first or beginning of every month after that.
Come make two new BFFs for literally only $5 a month at patreon.com/trulyhighcrime.
If you make over $75,000 a year, you legally have to sign up for the $20 a month option. It's literally the same exact content. You just have to distribute your wealth.
There will be a step-by-step guide of how to get the Patreon feed to show up in your regular podcast app so you don't have to listen to us on Patreon in the description of this episode.
So subscribe. We can't wait to hang out with you on our smoke breaks. Kelsey's telling the story today. I'm so excited. I have no idea what we're... Well, I have a small idea of what we're talking about.
Yeah, okay. So I will say, like, I sent you the TikTok and I was like, this is what I was talking about. So maybe I'll link that too. We can link that in the description.
For sure. I almost just started, like, going for a trolley. Like, as soon as we started recording, I was like, give me a gummy worm.
Okay, so this... This girl named Maya Papaya posted this video on TikTok describing the case of Janie Schofield. Not really a case, but just, I guess, the story of her. For a while, I was thinking about, when we were talking about this, I, like, wanted to do, like, Gypsy Rose Blanchard because, like, I don't want to say, like, I'm obsessed with that case, but, like, I really, like, I don't know.
It's fascinating. Mm-hmm. Like, how can you do that to your daughter?
Yeah.
Yeah. And free people have conflict. Yeah. Like, people have a lot of conflicting viewpoints, but, like, how can you not be free Gypsy Rose? Like,
exactly. And that's kind of how it, like, turns up, I think, in this story. I guess some more background, like, Janie Schofield, this first started becoming popular in, like, the late 2000s. So, like, I feel like cases like this, like, when we were growing up, like, we're around the same age as her. Okay. Like, that's another thing, like, keep in mind. Because she just turned 18.
Oh my gosh, so, a baby.
I know, yeah. I'm like, a year younger than my brother.
Wow.
I'm like, this is kind of weird.
Yeah. That's crazy. 18 sounds so young to me, and I'm only 21. It just sounds like a literal child.
This is scary. So, on April 14th, 2000, Susan Menlin and Michael Schofield get married. They've had a wedding planned, you know, like a normal wedding, but for some reason, their parents, like, I think, like, they called it off. No, like, I don't know why, like, but that's just kind of, like, a red flag, I would say.
Like, their parents were just like, no, you're not getting married.
Yeah, like, they just, like, called it off. Like, something must have, like, I don't know if something happened or, like, their parents were just like, they shouldn't do this last minute, whatever. But they still decided to get married.
Damn.
And they had, like, video footage of it, and they were dressed in all black. Like, it was just kind of funny because it was, like, I feel it's, like, anti-wedding vibes. So I was like, okay, that's kind of fun. Their kind of, like, parental vibe is, like, I'm gonna do this. I don't care what anybody thinks because I can do whatever I want, but it's, like, for the sake of their child. They're, like, those, like, parents that they think they have, like, I guess, like, a sense of authority to know, like, I guess, like, go further than, like, I don't care what the principal says. Like, stuff like that. So, yeah. On August 8th, 2002, January Schofield is born, and she starts talking at 18 months old, according to her parents. These are all real, like, facts. Like, these are what her parents, like, say to her. And it's interesting because when I was researching this, I kept going back and forth. I'm like, are they being serious or are they not telling the truth? But, like, I think, like, at the end, like, it starts, like, she's a really smart girl. And it's just, like, unfortunate. Like, what happened to her.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Were they trying to flex that 18, like, is 18 months old early for a kid to start talking?
Yeah, that's what I was asking too. So I looked and at 18 months or like 2 years, they're kind of like, I think they're like mama or like
okay, so like they can do like give me food and like mom and dad, but like that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
God, being a kid would be insufferable.
I cannot even think about when I was. I was like, I was probably, I was a weird kid.
I was so weird
like to this day.
I used to catch flies around the house and named them all Becky. All of them.
Wait, that's fun. Okay, that's funny because literally Jannie, she creates this whole like fantasy world in her head and she has all these like pets or animals rather and people that she like names.
Okay.
So her dream world is called Calalini. And so I'm going to give a couple examples of her like friends and animals that she, that are in this dream world that, we will come to know later. They are hallucinations of hers. So, she has a cat named 400 and another cat named Midnight. She has Blink, her pet beagle. And then she has two human friends. I believe they're both girls named 24 Hours and 80. And then she has seven rats named after each of the days of the week.
That's a good way to keep it in order.
That's favorite genius. One. Like, that is so fun. But also sometimes Jannie will, like, refuse to be called by her name. And she's like, no, my name is 76.
Okay.
So it's like...
At, like, what age is this?
I kept thinking, like, she's my age because it's, like, 2000. But she's 2002. So okay. At this time...
So it's... Yeah, what year is it?
2004.
Okay, so she's pretty young. Okay.
So as she's growing up, her father, like, claims that he has claimed that she's a genius, like, from the start. Like, and he kind of, like, pushes that idea onto her. And he's, like, admitted to that before, like, but it's still, like, really, I don't know, if you're admitting it and you realize what you're doing, like, you need to stop, I think.
Yeah.
So... A doctor that they visited said that she had the brain of a 10 to 11-year-old as a 4-year-old. Okay. And she also had an IQ of 146 at 2 years old, I guess. And
what? Could,
like, understand complex math things.
I don't even know complex math. Okay.
I know. I forget. Like, I can do probably maybe some algebra, but...
It's lost on me. I got nothing.
So, like... I guess one of the things that they were thinking about was there are, like, cases of in autism where, like, the children are very smart, but, like, they are still autistic. And another thing to keep in mind is, like, this family, they kind of didn't, they still kind of had, like, a stigmatized idea around mental illness and stuff.
Okay.
And that's kind of what I think is, like, an issue in this, and it's really, like, sad to think about.
So instead of seeing, like, all of her imaginary friends as, like, a warning sign of, like, something's wrong, they were like, oh my gosh, my daughter's a genius and she can do anything.
Well, the hallucinations, like, they were concerned about, but, like, they were like, she is so smart, she has an IQ of this, and this. Like, they appreciated her imagination, but, like, they were like, those are not real. But they came to, like, understand, like, they have to, like, say, like, they are real and, like, yeah. Tell other people. And, like, they would get really nervous, like, in public when she would, like, have, like, episodes. And, like, she'd be like, this, like, the rat, Wednesday the Rat tells me to do this in the store. And they're like, she'll have episodes like that. And, like, there are people in public and they do not understand. So they're very, like, afraid of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another case with their son who they have in 2007. His name is Bodhi. It's apparently a Buddhist name.
Yeah, there's a cult leader whose name is Bodhi.
I'm like, why that? I just don't get, like, I don't know.
Are they white?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So a lot of where I got my... like, this story, and especially the information from 2007 and 2009, like, this is where, like, Michael talks a lot about, like, that's the time span of his book. So a lot of this information's from there. So at one point when Bodhi was born, he said he hopes that Bodhi is just like Jannie. I don't really, like, get why.
Yeah, that's such a, like, t- terrible thing to, like, put onto your kids. Like, I hope you're just like the other one.
Yeah.
Like, what if they're not?
Exactly. Like, yeah. And that's the thing about the whole, like, genius thing, too. Like, I think, like, he really wanted to, like, project that onto her because he's like, I want my kid to be smart. Like, mm-hmm. I want her, like, this and this. And it's just, like, that makes that fucks them up a little bit. Like, it's not the right thing. I get what you want to do, but, like, it's the wrong way. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. So Bodhi was actually diagnosed with autism, but never schizophrenia. That's something to keep in mind. Like, schizophrenia is, like, a big, like, point of this. Although his mother does insist that he has it, and, like, we'll get to that later when we talk about Dr. Phil.
Oh, goodness.
So Janny's parents, like, after... So along with, like, Janny's, like, sort of, like, episodes where she talks about, like, her imaginary friends, like, and her animals out in real life, like, in public, she will also have episodes of, like, wanting to attack her brother, and she'll say, like, one of, like, 400s make, like, makes me, or 400 is telling me to hit Bodhi, so I have to. Like, she's cognizant that she's not, like, she's not wanting to do these things. These things are telling her what to do, and she can't help it.
Mm.
And that's something that they don't understand yet. So they take her to a bunch of doctors, and this is where it starts to get, like, a little messy and kind of back and forth, because, like, it's a problem with them, and it's also a problem with, like, how, like, pills and, like, medications, like, that's a big, like,
are just handed out. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so within the second doctor's visit, the doctor prescribes her Risperdal, which is, like, a very, like, it's an antipsychotic that a child, a five-year-old, should not be on, although she did have a, like, very small dosage. It was 0.5 a milligram. But, like, Risperdal, like, I have a list of, like, all of the medications she was on. In total,
starting at 5 years old.
Yeah, there's a lot. I might have missed some, but throughout the course of this, she's been on, like, Risperdal, Ritalin.
Wow.
Lexapro. Fuck that one. Seroquel, Depakote, Thorazine, and Haldol. I truly have never heard of, like, those last four ever in my life.
Me either. Ugh.
And it's just, like, scary, like, how you said, like, they just, like, hand it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, without even a... They also don't understand, like, you can't diagnose someone with a mental illness, especially as one, like, schizophrenia. You cannot diagnose that within one visit.
Exactly. Like, that's a process. Like, you undergo testing, and, like, she's so young, too, mm-hmm. that it's also, like, yeah, yeah. I feel so bad for her.
I know. And it's, like, even with, like, some things like depression and stuff, like, you can go to, like, a chat, like, at your initial appointment, and they say, okay, like, we think you could have this. And then that's when you go and get, like, diagnosed further. Like, they don't seem to, like, understand that. But also, this is back in, like, late 2000s. I feel like there wasn't a great sense of mental health awareness at the time.
For sure.
Like, if this happened, like, maybe now, I can't be confident and say that because of other things, but, like, I think people know, like, now more than they did way back then.
Yeah, I think so too. Like, yeah, it's just an awareness thing. Like, there really wasn't that much in that time, but it's crazy. So how many doctor's visits did it take for her to get prescribed?
Like, that was did the they, second
on
one.
On the second one. Yeah. Oh, my God.
And we'll find out later. She, they're kind of, like, doctor shoppers.
Mm.
So, I don't okay. know. So, that's where it starts to get, like, a little toss-up. Like, little, like, like, this doctor said this. But also, like, majority of doctors did not say that. Okay, we'll get there. So, there's no, like, real, like, diagnosis or, like, history of mental illness in the family that they know of, except for Michael. He is in therapy. I think he has depression. Yeah, he was on Lexapro too.
Mm.
And Michael's father's cousin was diagnosed with schizophrenia, they said, but that's kind of like a distant, like, we don't, like, know for sure.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna skip that part of, I don't want to talk about that.
I just saw your note that said Big Pharma. Yeah, I said it.
Yeah, I said it. Literally, I don't want to even talk. Ah! Well, okay. So at one point when Janny was having an episode, Susan, the thing about Susan is kind of every time Janny started to do this when she was alone with her, she would like take her somewhere. She was like, I have to do this. Like, this isn't this. Like, so one time she took her to the psych ward on a whim when she wouldn't stop hitting her. The thing is, like, again, like, she is cognizant that she's not the one like controlling her thoughts. Like, she told her dad, like, she thinks she needs to be at the psych ward because she's aware she can't control her thoughts of like hitting her like younger brother. That's like a very sad like moment, actually. So she was admitted. That happened like the parking lot, I believe, or in the waiting room or something. So she was admitted in there, and Michael was actually admitted into a psych ward once. So he kind of has a negative view on it because he said that he had a hard time like adjusting back to the real world, which I understand, like, but like he's again like has some sort of like stigma. Like he says like he doesn't want Janny sleeping in the same room. Like boys and girls slept in the same room and like a communal room in the psych ward. Mm-hmm. And he was like, these boys here don't have problems. They're probably here just because they beat someone up and they don't have room for them in juvie.
Okay, so that's the kind of stigma we're talking.
Yes. Okay. Like, it's, like, bad.
That sucks.
And it's, like, they're there be. It's so hard to even, like, try to say that because it's, like, it's not just your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these people, their issues are the same. Or they're not the same, they're the same, like,
they all, like, we all
they're
need
real.
Help.
Yeah. Like, I don't get, like, why.
Parents all have main character syndrome about their kids. And, like, I get it because you made that or whatever, but I just feel like at some point you have to be like, wait, other people. Like, this is somebody else's main character. Like, you have to let them have their, get their love and their care because my main character isn't the only one that exists. Like,
yeah.
That's so, that pisses me off.
Yeah, it's very, like, upsetting. So before we get into more doctor visits and shitty things, let's take a quick smoke break. As I was kind of, like, saying earlier, they're always kind of, like, frustrated with the doctors. Like, it seems like they want, like, immediate satisfaction. And, like, I get it. You want to know what's wrong with your daughter. Like, I really understand that. But, like, if you want that, you have to understand that it can take time.
For sure.
And, like, understanding of what's actually happening to her. So, they observed her for a week at the psych ward. And it's not going to take a week to diagnose someone with schizophrenia.
Right.
And so, like, they come back and they're like, wait, like, why is it taking so long? Da, 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 da. Like, it just is, like, so frustrating because, like, it took me, like, 7 months to be diagnosed with, like, ADHD. Not necessarily that, like, that it takes that long for everybody, but, like,
it's a process.
It's a long, like, and actually, like, understanding. And for your, like, therapist to, like, pick up on it too, it can take a while.
And get to know you and like mm-hmm. make sure you're not just like manipulating them, like as shitty as that sounds, but
yes.
like for ADHD medicine, like mm-hmm. or anything like that, like it takes a, like it's a process. Like you have to get to know each other. Like you have to actually know your therapist before they can diagnose you with something.
Yeah, seriously, I get so scared sometimes when I was talking about it, I'm like, do they think I'm like tricking them? Think right. I want like Xanax or Adderall or something. Xanax is the wrong one, but I'm always like so scared. I'm like, I'm being serious.
It's so funny. Like I promise I'm not faking it.
But something that is actually interesting is that when Janny is in the psych ward, she doesn't have, like, the same outlashes or, like, just the things that happens to her. I believe she still sees, like, hallucinations, but, like, she's not
violent,
angry and stuff. So it's just, I don't know. And this, when they went to go to the psych ward after a week, the psychiatrist was kind of, like, fishy with, like, them saying, like, she has, like, schizophrenia because she's 5 years old, and that's a random word for, like, a five-year-old to know. So mm-hmm. he asks, he's like, how does she know the word schizophrenia? So when Michael was trying to find out what was wrong with her, he was just kind of like,
WebMDing things like depression, anxiety, blah, blah. And he, like, MD'd schizophrenia, and it was the most fitting one. Like, he just, like, it's just a WebMD diagnosis, like, at this point.
And, like, has been telling his daughter that she has schizophrenia, and, like, are they medicating that?
Yeah. They're still, yeah.
Oh, they, my God.
And they keep, like, as it goes on, like, they, like, switch her to this, and then they'll switch her to this, and it's like, you can't, like, that's just so, like,
that is so bad for, especially how young she is. Her brain is developing. Like, her brain has not yet developed yet. Like, because I remember feeling, like, when I was on, there was, like, a period in my life when I was, like, 12 to 16 where I was just trying a bunch of different anti-anxiety medicines because nothing was helping. And then I like, remember stopping, looking back and being, like, this is probably kind of fucking with me a little bit. Like, maybe if I just take a break between and, like, let my brain breathe, because I'm not developed yet. Like, I have not, my brain is not fully formed. Like, I'm not smart yet. And, like, she's only 5.
Yeah.
Like, she's a child. Her brain is not any, like, it's still so, like,
smooth.
Yes.
Like, seriously, like, and the thing is, like, when you take, like, medications, like, I just recently got off Lexapro. Can I hear you from the crowd? But you have to, like, wean it off.
Uh-huh.
Like, you can't just cut it, even though
sometimes it's what you have to do.
Like, I was like, I hate this. But, like, you're supposed to wean it off. So, but also, Michael said that it runs in the family.
So it's schizophrenia did?
Yeah.
And that's how she... Oh.
And it was, like, the one case I was like, eh.
Maybe.
It's like, I don't know. Like, it just, like, is so... I feel like they might just start trying to, like, pinpoint something to see it, like, just to, like, understand what is wrong. And maybe this is what it is.
They just want an answer.
Yeah. But it also is, like, I just, like, can't tell with them sometimes.
Yeah, it's, like, child abuse to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really, like, upsetting. And more about Lexapro, Michael is on Lexapro, and he's like, well, if it works for me, then maybe it'll work for my daughter.
No.
I'm like, I can't even, like,
No.
And, like, he's like, why don't we put her on Lexapro? And then she's on it.
That easy.
Like, yes. I'm like, I cannot... Even when I was, like, being, like, prescribed meds, I was surprised when I got it, like, as fast... When I got, like, Lexapro as fast as I did.
Yeah.
I was like, it's literally, like, handouts, too. Mm-hmm. Like, and probably around this time, too, before maybe... Well, I don't necessarily know when things about, like, more, like, big pharma stuff started getting exposed. But, like, again, like, this is the late 2000s. Like,
yeah.
People are... We don't know what's going on.
Right.
We're not really, like, socially aware of, like, mental illness yet.
Yeah, or, like, opioid deaths or anything. So it's just kind of, like, any kinds of pills are just, like, here, 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 and you don't really care.
Like, yeah. And that's, like, scary. And it, like, definitely, like, messes them up. Like, it like, messes with their brain, and it's, like, really upsetting.
Yeah.
So after their observation, she was discharged, but she threw a fit in the parking lot and, like, was like, I want to go back inside, like... Like, and she, like, cried, like, out, like, I want to cut my feet off so I can't kick mommy and Bodhi.
Oh.
Like, she started, like, saying things like that because she couldn't control the thoughts or, like, from the animals or the people in her head, like, telling that. And that's, like, scary. And so hard, probably, to understand that, too. Like,
yeah.
It's just weird and, like, a... mush of a lot of things.
Yeah, and, like, we can look on it now and be like, damn, that sucks that they just kept trying to medicate her and, like, trying to fix her. But it's also, like, if you have no idea what's going on with your kid and you're just, like, you're hearing her say these things that are, like, breaking your heart, like, that, like, breaks my heart to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for her to be so young and have such, like, intrusive and, like, violent thoughts like that, like, that's gotta be so hard for her to be going through. And, like, you don't know what, you just want to help your kid, but it's also, like, you have to realize that it's a process. Like, you have to be there for them. You have to be compassionate and be mm-hmm. like, it's okay. Like, I know that it's not you kicking me, and, like, try to, you, like, do your research and understand what's happening rather than just being like, fix her, fix her, fix her. Like, actually mm-hmm. just try to help and understand, like,
They, like, don't, it's hard. Like, they don't even really, like, listen to the doctors. I feel like they're, like, telling the doctors what they think, and it's like, they're just kind of wanting to hear, like, the right response, so they just go, I don't know, they go everywhere else. So after this fit in the parking lot, they are like, okay, well, we can't, like, let you back out. So they, like, admit her again, but again, she's, like, really cognizant of this happening. Like, when they were taking her away, she was like, visit me during lunch, like, whatever, like, I'll be, like, she was, like, saying stuff, like, normally.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, I will be okay, like, I'm just going here. So
it's like her safe place.
Yes, exactly. She's like, she knows, like, she had, like, something is happening. Like, mm-hmm. again, she's a really smart kid, so it's just, like, difficult to, like, understand.
Yeah.
So another thing to kind of, like, think about, too, or I guess keep in mind, is the parents, they really wanted her to be observed at UCLA, but I guess, like, they kept, every time, like, they would call and say, like, we want our daughter to, like, be observed here, like, they want to see a doctor here, they would say they don't have any beds. It was just, like, they could, like, never get in.
Okay.
Whether that's fuck a lie that. Or something, like, whatever happens.
Yeah,
like,
the healthcare system sucks. So mm-hmm. What do you mean there's no beds?
Like, serious. Yes. That's another thing. It's hard to, like, blame the parents, but also, like, the hospitals, too, and, like, stuff like that. Like, that's yeah. like, a shitty side to think about, too.
It's just, like, a broken story. Like, everything's broken.
Yes. So the only place that has a, like, psychiatric or psychiatric place is a doctor's office 100 miles away, so they'll do anything for the daughter, of course. So they did it, which is, like, really, like, nice.
Mm-hmm.
So the doctor there says that she has severe anxiety, and, like, she kind of, like, confronts her parents.
Oh.
And she was like, she has 3 good weeks at a facility, like, she's fine, whatever, like, she behaves here, like, we can control her here. And then she's discharged, she has 1 fit, and then you bring her right back. Like, she's not experiencing, like, the real world, and you're not letting her, like, experience it, and also you're not taking responsibility maybe for your child.
Uh-huh.
And that's another thing that really makes me upset here. Like, I don't know, I'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
I just like the constant, like, passing her on of, like, maybe you can try to fix this. Like, there's mm-hmm. nothing to fix. You just need to be with your daughter. Like, you need to let her experience, like, her triggers and, like, learn how to cope with them, rather than being like, fix, medicate, because that's mm-hmm. not a fix.
Yes, exactly. It's so, like, the thing, another thing about, like, Susan is that she's, like, really insistent on, like, medication and medication working. Like, that's another thing that is really concerning to me.
What did the parents say when they called him out?
I think they were kind of, like, admitting that. They were like, you're kind of right. Like, when I was listening to, Michael's book, he was like, they're kind of right, like, we need to, like, learn to be better about, like, I don't think he said, like, tolerating, but, like, kind of like that,
like, understanding. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, sometimes I guess it just takes a slap in the face, but you could have learned that on your own a little earlier, like, have just a right. touch of empathy,
like, and also I'm like, you've had this child for 5 years. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, I don't know. And
yeah.
I can't, also the thing is, I'm not a parent, so it's like, I probably am saying something that's wrong, but, like, I don't know. I'm trying to see it from, like, a third eye, or not third, whatever it is.
A parent perspective. I know. Yeah. I do the same, because, like, I'm not either. Never will be, but, like, just empathy for your child.
Yes, exactly. But finally, this doctor says, let's send her to UCLA. And her parents still, like, are not getting that you just can't diagnose someone with schizophrenia, like, right there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I still don't get, this happens for so long, and it's honestly, like, a repeated story. Like, here she's prescribed Haldol, and she has a dystonic reaction at school one day, and it's caused by, like, antipsychotics, and it's just, like, when you have, like, involuntary movements of, like, your face or your hands, or, like, you go limp or you're drooling and stuff. And their parents were called, and they came, and the paramedics came, and like, they were like, it's fine. Like, she's not, like, it's not fatal or anything. Like, it's scary when it happens, but, like, this is what happens when, like, she was on that medication.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they're just kind of, like, really scared about that. And Michael calls the doctor, and he's like, what the fuck? Like, why is my daughter on this shit? And the doctor says that Jannie has the highest tolerance to medication that she's seen in, like, any child. And that none of the medications that she's been on have worked until Haldol, when she had this reaction.
What?
I'm like, I don't...
I just simply have a hard time with that one.
I know. Especially, like, considering, like, these happen, like, pretty... quickly.
I guess I wonder if these medications have ever even been tested on a five-year-old. Like, do they know how they're supposed to react on a five-year-old?
That's really true, because she has the youngest case of schizophrenia, like, or child-onset schizophrenia, like, at this time, like, during this. Like, she was the first known one, or the youngest known at the time.
God, that sucks.
And it's that, I didn't even think about that. That's really true. They have no children trial tests on that.
That is so shitty. There are so many wrongdoings in this. It's not even funny.
It's really...
many high crimes.
So many, yes. Like, this... that was the moment where I was like... when the doctor said that, I was like, what the fuck is going on? And Jannie has another episode at school where the principal says that she was, like, flinging herself, like, against doors and windows like they weren't there. Like, she was just, like, thrashing out, whatever. And they called her parents, like, she called Michael, or the principal called Michael, or maybe the nurse. The school called Michael, and, like, he was like, oh, like, they're probably overreacting. She probably just, like, ran away and just running around, like, the classroom. Like, they never really took the things that were happening at school seriously. Like, the last thing, like, they didn't take that seriously, like, the school called the paramedics. Or, they called Michael first. I forget what excuse he made that, like, oh, no, I remember. He said that, he told Jannie if she gets, like, tired from the medication that she can go to the nurse's office and just sit there and, like, whatever. But she goes to the nurse's office and she has this reaction, and he doesn't know that because he thinks she's just there because she's like, I just need to sleep. So... and, like, because of her overreactions, like, they think that she's just, like, overreacting.
Oh, my God. That sucks.
Yeah.
Like, I just keep saying that over and over again. It just sucks.
Yes. And, or they call her mom next. And her mom is always, like, what the fuck? Like all on top of it. And she's, like, yeah, if she's, like... whatever, like, yeah, you need to call the paramedics. And then she called Michael, and she was like, our daughter is having a stroke, which was not true. But that's what she thought, like, at the time.
Okay. Like, very bold to just throw on to something. Especially yes. To say to, oh my God, that would cause so much worry when you have no idea what's actually happening.
Mm-hmm. So then Michael's like, shit, I should have taken that seriously. So this time, like, Michael is still kind of not taking it seriously. But then, like, they finally, like, got him there. And when he gets there, he finds that they locked her in the principal's office with, like, nothing in there that she can throw. So I'm assuming there's just, like, chairs and tables. And one of, like, the school district's, like, psychologists is there. And they're just sitting there talking. Like, no evidence of any, like, nothing, like, freaking out or anything. Like, she's fine. But Michael's freaking out, and he's like, why do they have my daughter locked in the principal's office? Can't they see this isn't normal? Can't Jannie see this isn't normal? Like, what do you mean? Like, they had to contain her, and now she's calm and having a normal conversation.
Like, to him, there's, like, that is not even an option. Like, that's never happened in their house before.
I think, like, the issue is, like, I don't think they can, like, see her being, like, locked up in any sort of way, like in any sort of observation at, like, a hospital.
Yeah.
Now she's locked in the principal's office, like, something is wrong. Like, no, like,
she just needed to calm down.
Exactly. So they talk to Michael for a little, like, she or Michael and Jannie talk for a little bit because he's like, okay, I'm here, blah, blah, blah. And another thing I kind of know about Michael, to make a note right here, is he has a really big, like, savior complex.
Yeah.
The whole the narration of his book is very savior complexy.
God. Mm-hmm.
So he's always like, I can save Jenny, blah blah blah. But this time is like a little bit different. He kind of almost has a breaking point here. Oh no, he does have a breaking point here. Michael is taken to the principal's office, which is like kind of funny to think about. And the principal says that she is suspended until she's not a threat to herself or anybody else at the school, which is like understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Before that happened, like when they had Michael on the phone, like before he got there, they were saying like, do you want us to call the police, like, and have them come, like, I don't know.
What the fuck would the police do?
I don't know. I'm like the psychologist right there. And he was like debating on it because he was like, if the police take her, like maybe she could go to the state and like have some more help and stuff like that. So the principal asks again, like in the office, and she asks if he wanted to take her home or if like she should have gone to the police. And he chose to like give her to the police, but they like somehow like the police officer like finessed them getting into UCLA.
Okay. So she's getting treatment rather than being in jail.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, no, she wasn't like going to like jail. She was going, I think they were gonna like take her to DCFS or CPS.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes. But yeah, she's finally admitted into UCLA. But before we get into what happens there, let's take another smoke break.
Now that it's finally summer, you finally have more time to just lay around and watch movies.
And that also means you have more time to listen to podcasts that are about movies.
Meet Oscar Bait the Podcast. Maddie, Livy, Julia, and Emily talk about the best films that could be nominated for Oscars.
Or are just straight up good movies. And they also covered all of the movies that won Oscars this year. So subscribe and listen to Oscar Bait the Podcast wherever you get your podcasts today.
So after Jenny spent some time at UCLA, this is now around like February or March of 2009, they bring like Michael and Susan into the office to like talk about what they found. And they found a stressor on Jenny's brain, the thalamus. I think they said like it's in the mid, like it's not like directly like outside, but it's kind of like more one of like the inner parts of the brain.
Okay.
So they say, like, something like that can happen, like, in the womb or right after birth or some, like, random occurrence.
So it can just kind of, like, happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like, if you, like, maybe, like, drop someone or something.
Okay.
So Susan asks, what about shaking? And gives a major side eye to Michael.
Oh, my God.
And
the notes are just straight question marks.
That part, like, I had to pause. I literally was like, if this is the whole, like,
he said that in the book.
Yeah, this is information from the book. This shit is from the book.
He said that?
Yeah, like, he shook her as maybe once. Like, she, like, wouldn't fall asleep when she was a child. She was, she could not fall asleep.
Oh my God.
Like, one time he was just like, why won't you fall asleep? Like, I'm like, oh my fucking God.
You're telling me that, oh my God. So she had shaken baby syndrome.
Yeah. Props.
And that went untreated. Oh my God. Okay, continue.
Okay. So the doctor says, though, that's unlikely because it was like one occurrence, one noted occurrence.
God, I
want
hate
to say
this.
That, but I don't know. But also, no excuse. Like, that shit is so, like, very fucked up. It did something. But the doctor said it also doesn't cause schizophrenia. Like, it could have been a cause to make it come earlier, but it's not directly, like, connected. And, like, they also noted while she was there, she was kind of, like, stimming, but they didn't think that she was on the autism spectrum. But then the doctor says, quote, in all caps, because I was so surprised, But I can tell you that at this point, we have ruled out everything but early onset childhood schizophrenia. So then they're back to, like, we're validated now. And Michael literally says, he says in the book, I wanted to deny it.
Oh my God.
I don't know if he knows that, like, I don't know if he's just trying to be brutally honest and admit all these things because he knows he's being shitty, or if he's, like, saying it and doesn't realize it.
Like, does he know that people are going to read these words and they're out there in the ether? Like,
right. Like, I felt bad, like, listening to this. Like, it's very uncomfortable information that nobody else should know about anyone else's family. Ever.
This is so exploitive. Mm-hmm. This just... I hate him. And I don't care if he hears this. I hate him.
Hey. So, I'm kind of, like, related to that. It's kind of like, if you're not going to, like, be able to care for your child in any sort of way and love them, like... They did really love them. That's the thing. Like, I get they really love their children. They wanted them to... But just the way that they went at it just got mixed and...
From the start, they were projecting on... And so when their child might have had a mental illness or had something wrong, or not wrong, but, like, been sick, and they were, like, refusing to believe it, refusing to treat it, shaking their child, like...
Yeah.
Not having any touch of, like, empathy instead of just trying to fix it when there's nothing to fix. Like, we've been saying, like, over and over again, they just, from the start, I feel like they did it. Their intent was not intent versus impact.
Yeah.
Their intent was not good.
Yeah.
I mean, their intent was good. Their impact is fucking terrible. Yes. And I don't even think their intent was that good.
Yeah, and sometimes it's kind of questionable, like, more so, I don't know, actually, because, like, Susan kind of is very projective about, like, medications and stuff, like, she's very projective about schizophrenia. Michael is really projective about, like, I'm the only one who can save Jenny. Like, it's just so weird. Like, and just,
like,
not a good mix.
No.
I don't know. So, 4 months later after this, she's discharged from UCLA, and while, like, they were waiting for her to come out of UCLA, like, they were like, why don't we get two separate smaller apartments, like, one-bedroom apartments, and one can be, like, Bodhi's house, one can be Janny's house, and, like, they would take turns going to both, like.
Okay.
So, it's like... You do you. Interesting.
Yeah, like, I see, again, the intent of, like, keeping the kids separate so that maybe Janny doesn't get, like, the outburst or, like, the need or, like, the feeling of wanting to hurt Bodhi, but also you could also just help her when that happens.
Yeah, the thing is, like, they never, like, really learned how to... There were some situations where they were able to, like, contain her, like, emotions at the time and get her back to, like... The real world, like, our world, as they called it. Because, like, she's has, like, her own, like, Kalalini. And,
I forgot what we were talking about.
Okay, whatever. I don't even remember. Something, wait.
We said...
Oh, they were tending to do good things, but, like, what... The impact was bad. Like, Michael being a savior, he was like... I want to save my daughter, but, like... Gonna save her. I forget.
Yeah, he's just...
Now I'm too far gone.
Yeah, I get it. They're just trash in my brain.
Yeah. This part of the story, like, I kind of... They have been on Oprah. They've been on Dr. Phil, and they had a Discovery documentary. I didn't really... Like, I didn't want to go into depth into every one of them because, like, at this time, like, in 2009, like, this wasn't, like, exposing, like, their, like... The things happening, it was like, this girl has the youngest case of schizophrenia, like, yeah. Things like that, and, like, Oprah would go visit them, and, like, Dr. Phil did in 2012, like, That's kind of the vibe now.
Yeah, instead of, like, raising awareness about mental illness or, like, talking about things that usually aren't talked about. Because, like, schizophrenia is a very, very stigmatized mental illness that, like, just needs to be talked about normally. And if somebody were, like, if maybe the intent of these fucking documentaries were to be, like, this is what it's like for people who have schizophrenia. And, like, it's really not a terrible thing. And, like, you can still have a normal life. And instead they were like, look at her and exploiting her. It's so ill.
Yeah, seriously. And it's just like, also the way that they like talk in them is just like unsettling. I feel like especially the Dr. Phil episode, like when we get there, it's just like funny to think about. I don't know. I love any dark, like whatever. Okay. So on August 16th, 2010. This video is posted to a YouTube channel that Susan made called the Gianni Foundation.
Oh god.
The first video, it's still up. This channel is still up.
Videos, oh my god.
Everything. The first video is called Psychosis. And Susan is filming Gianni in a waiting room. And she's like, it's like the waiting room and then like the glass and like the receptionist behind like the wall with the glass or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And Jenny's like, I forget what she says. I think she says, I'm gonna cut my hand off. Like, she's like saying things like that. And Susan like says something and she's like, she's saying that because like, that's what she has to say to get into UCLA because you have to be an immediate threat. So she's trying to get into, like, they're just waiting for a regular like psychologist's appointment. And, like, Jenny gets very impatient, too. And, like, she's very, like, needy. And, like, that's
Susan's... Okay, so Susan... Let me get this straight. Susan records Jenny having an episode. And instead of being like, it's okay, it's gonna be okay, and loving her child, she records it, uploads it to YouTube, called it Psychosis, and then, in front of her daughter, says she's just doing this so that she can be a threat. Like, just literally... pushing it to the side, pretending like it's not real.
And the thing is, like, it wasn't even, like, a violent episode. Like, Jenny, like, was acting like a normal, like, the thing she was doing, she was, like, going like this, and she was like, I'm gonna cut my hand up, like, kind of, like, whipping
me, you know silly. What
I
mean?
Like, it was, like, she seemed like she was hurt, like, I don't know what Susan defines psychosis as.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of confused there.
God.
Then, the next year, in 2011, this is when we can start talking about the book more.
Oh, God.
So, it was originally published in 2011, and then again in 2013. I think he got it off the shelf somehow. I don't know.
Ugh.
But the book is called January 1st, A Daughter's Descent into Madness and Her Father's Struggle to Save Her.
You're not serious.
When I heard that, I was like, that cannot be real.
That sounds fake. Like that literally, my jaw dropped. Like, that's so fucking insane.
It's like,
and her father's struggle. This is not about you.
Oh my god, and the thing is, madness, that's what you're gonna call it.
Fucked in the head.
Like, still.
Literally, you're fucked in the head. I hate him. Not you, him.
Not you, him. So, this book, it takes place over the course of 2007 to 2009. And also, later, Susan published a book. I didn't want to also read that one. Because I just didn't want to. It's called Born Schizophrenic, A Mother's Search for Her Family's Sanity.
Oh my god, like, why?
Like, they're making it about them.
They have serious main character issues. Yes. Like, serious main character issues.
It's so true. It's like, it's like if your parents went to therapy. All parents went to therapy, but Michael actually did go to therapy, but I'm like,
my dad's had therapy too, so.
So it's like, things still can happen, like, whatever. So, Michael, like, okay. I feel like I've talked a lot about, like, the savior complex, and, like, his tone in this is just weird, but again, like, I don't know if it was just the narrator being, like, very animated and whatever, But one quote that I wanted to say from the book, it says, "If Jenny has mental illness, we're the only ones to save her." Talking about him and Susan. Probably more talking about him.
Oh, himself. Absolutely. He doesn't care about Susan at all.
The editor was like, "You should probably say we're
here." Yeah. He was like, hold on.
I'm just like, I understand.
He's just kind of insane to me. Like, he's just kind of crazy. Like he's just, like, he clearly has some things that he never fucking resolved that he has lied to his therapist about. Like, why are you taking this out on your daughter? It's insane to me. Like,
it's so sad when, projections on the children, like, even with, like, small things, it's like, are you serious? Like, it sucks. Like, it does. It's so shitty. Oh, yeah. So, over the course of the book, again, it takes place 2007, 2009. And it's just, like, I just kept getting increasingly frustrated that over the course of 2 years, like, they never came to understand that, like, they needed to wait and they're not going to get, like, an immediate thing. Mm-hmm. And, like, just because, like, a medication might settle her down for one time, like, that doesn't mean, like, it works.
It's not an end-all, be-all, quote-unquote, fix.
Yes, and the moment that one of, like, the medications, like, they saw that it didn't work, they were like, we need to put her on another one.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? And when she did have an episode, like, Susan be like, she needs her this. I'm like, what do you, like, you're supposed to...
Oh, my God. She has been so failed.
A day. Like, it's like a certain...
And she would just give it to her sporadically, like, whenever she would... Oh, my God.
I'm just like, that's not what you do with... That's not what Medicaid...
No. It's supposed to regulate. It regulates, like,
it's,
you.
It's so crazy how they don't... Like, it makes me mad that people don't understand that.
How are they this far into it? It's not like this is the 1980s. They can fucking Google it, and they can literally... They can figure out that you just need to have a little bit of patience and empathy and love, and that things don't happen... I'm yelling because I'm pissed. And that things don't happen right away, and yet they still have no fucking idea.
Right. And it's just, like, the other thing, like, them making it all about themselves... So, I just want to give a quick trigger warning here. There's going to be a quick mention of suicide, so if you don't want to hear that, just skip ahead a little bit. It's not going to be too long. So, at the end of the book, like, Michael, like, it was one of those things where it was very descriptive, and it made me very kind of uncomfortable to listen to. He, like... when he tried to kill himself, like, he tried to, like, overdose on pills. And, like, it was just near the ending of the book, and he was like, I can't take it anymore. Like, I can't do this. Like, I can't be the one to save her. Like, it was just, like, I understand. Like, I understand. Like, I'm not saying, like, I'm not denying he was feeling that. But it was just, like, why are you making this about, like, why are you putting that in a book about your daughter?
Take 5 steps back.
Seriously, and, yeah. Like, see what you're writing about and, like, saying and what it's coming off as.
Yeah. Because I mean, that's a whole nother story in itself of, like, how he was feeling, of, like, his depression and, like, because I, like, part of me, like I've said, like, I get where he's coming from because he's the father. He should be, like, the person who can fix everything and who can save everything and who runs this household and can, like, do it. And, like, the fact that he can't help his daughter, even though he's not really fucking trying, that would be frustrating. But it's also, like I said, you just gotta take these 5 steps back and be like, wait, this isn't about me.
Like, yeah. And it's shocking that, like, this shit got published.
Yeah.
Like, it's shocking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I wonder if there's anything else, like, speculation moment, if there are things, like, cut out. There has to be things not mentioned. Like,
For sure.
There's just so much that's, like, it's just all, again, like, a huge jumbled mess. So, after the book is published the next year, in 2012, they go on to Dr. Phil for the first time.
Oh, God.
They're on there twice. Which is so fun. So, this 2012 Dr. Phil episode was similar to, like, the Oprah one. Like, it was, like, she has schizophrenia. Dr. Phil's gonna talk to her. They bake cookies together, and they, like... he, like, meets her friends, like, and her animals and stuff. And she's talking about, like, 400, the cat, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, in 2015, sorry, there's a time gap there, but I thought this was important, that they got a divorce, which makes it harder. And, mainly because Michael moved across the country.
Oh, my God.
I can't remember where. They live in California. They live in Los Angeles.
Okay.
I forgot to say that way in the beginning. But I'm like...
Across the country. Did he remarry?
Yeah. Yeah.
So he was just... Oh, my God. You're just gonna leave your daughter and your other kid behind and move across the country?
Yeah.
Dads.
Just, literally, I don't understand... Like, I get it. He probably came to a breaking point and he was like, I can't do this for my daughter anymore. Like, it's better, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't know. I don't understand that. But, yeah. Susan remarried to a man named Corey and Michael. Shit, I did remember her name for a second, but I think it's Amy, but I'm like, she doesn't pop up in the story anymore.
Okay.
Hey, so, Amy. Hey, girl. So, before we get more into this divorce time period after that, let's take a quick smoke break.
If you've been wanting to treat yourself to that new piece or bong or whatever you want to say, now's the time.
And we can give you 20% off your entire purchase at isellglass.shop using the offer code TRULYHIGHCRIME at checkout.
They have a wide variety of really cute bongs and smoking accessories.
But of course, these pieces are for legal substances only, and you have to be at least 18 or of legal age to smoke in your area.
So go to isellglass.shop and get 20% off your entire purchase with the offer code TRULYHIGHCRIME.
Still in 2015, after their divorce, on November 3rd, the first video is posted to another YouTube channel called, it used to be called Schofield Productions. Now it's called The Schofield Truth.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah.
That sounds like a cult name.
Yeah, it's the beginning, and I don't know, it's very weird. She still posts to this day. When I started researching this and I, like, looked at that, I was shocked. Like, the last videos from, I will look right now. I actually think I would have, I don't want to say 5 months ago.
Oh my God.
But it's, like, literally so recent. Yep, here it is. Wait, is this a, hold on.
Is it new?
Refresh it. 3 days ago? And, like, 2 months ago? Like, this shit is recent. People also, like, comment on, like, her appearance a lot. Like, not in a negative way, but, like, I just don't.
I feel like there's no need to comment on anybody's appearance ever.
Yeah. Like, I'm just like, I don't know. But, like, again, like, Susan's just, like, exploiting her children. Like, kind of along with that, like, people, like, theorize. I'm not saying theorize, but they're, like, her hair, like, always looks, like, so, like, brushed, like, Susan doesn't, like, take care of her. Like, that's what, like, people say and, like, kind of, like, accuse her of.
Mm-hmm.
The most recent video of her was talking about her high school graduation.
So
she just graduated, which is so fun.
Queen shit.
but something else, like, very fishy in the videos is, like, people point out Bodhi, like, being very, like, drugged out in the videos. Like, she'll post, like, there's one video that people talk about a lot where she's, like, in, like, the camera's in his face and she's, like, talking to him and she's asking, like, do you need your medication? And at this point, if this is 2015, he's 8.
Oh my gosh.
And it's like, how are you asking an 8-year-old that?
Oh my God. That is so heartbreaking.
And, like, he's not talking. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, like, really, like, sad to see that she's putting that shit on the internet and that it's still on there.
Ugh, sick.
There's also, like, the videos now of Jani, like, the most recent ones, like, they're very, like, people, like, again, like, another thing, like, they look scripted, and it's just, like, Jenny, like, saying stuff, kind of, like, defending her mother. Like, in one, she says, Dr. Phil is wrong, like, he doesn't know what's happening to me and what I need to be protected from. Mm-hmm. And just, like, stuff like that, kind of, like, and, like, there's one, I think the title is, like, I love being filmed, and she's just, like, talking, she's like, I don't care, like, if people film me, and, like, her and Susan are, like, talking, and I'm just like, what is going on?
Like, that's so fucking weird. How many, do these videos get a lot of views? Like, do a lot of people watch them regularly?
There's, like, thousands, like, they're in the, like, low thousands, yeah.
Damn.
So it's, like, people, also, there's this thread I've never heard of. Have you heard of Kiwi Farms?
No.
Okay. I didn't hear about it until now either, but apparently it's, like, this website. I think it might be a forum. If it's not the whole website, it might be a forum just for, like, the Schofield case. And, like, people talk about this shit, like, to this day, like, every, like, day. Like, people are always posting stuff. Like, if you go on there, like, if you want to know the entire story, you can go through the entire thing, wow. like, and see it all. And see what people talk about. She's not only vocal on YouTube, she was also very active on, like, Facebook, too. And very open about stuff. Like, a lot of people talk about a time when she posted when Jenny turned into a woman.
Oh, my God.
If, like, my mom posted about that on Facebook, I literally would... Like, seriously, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like, for me, like, it's just, like, if I knew that, like, that's so... Why do you have to say it?
Yeah.
It happens to everyone. It's... Like... It's not, I don't know.
It's just so exploitive, and it's, like, it's weird. Like, these people, like, you, why are, do you want the entire world to know everything about your daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just weird.
Yeah, and she, like, would post, like, maybe, like, twice a day, like, about other stuff. Like, there's this other post where she was, like, asking advice on whether or not she should let, like, her, like, new husband, Corey, adopt the kids, like, on Facebook, and, like, I don't know if it's, like, a public, like, Facebook. I'm assuming if people can see her posts, or maybe they're just friends with her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's just asking people. It's just weird.
That's so weird.
I just...
People really cling on to the internet like that. Like, people really will, like... Like, that's crazy.
It's, like, scary, like, what, like, the internet, like, that hold it can have on people. Yeah, like... And it's, like, it makes me, like, I don't want to say, like, it's, like, they're doing it for fame, but it's, like, if you, like, keep looking and, like, seeing, like, her tone, like, specifically Susan, it's, like...
Why is this so public?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I would never want anyone to know any of this information about me, ever.
Yeah.
Except my parents and, like, close people.
Right.
So, in February of 2019...
Recent.
They go on Dr. Phil again. And they're like 7 years later with the girl who has the youngest case of childhood schizophrenia. Because at this time it was starting, like, rumors are coming out, more things are coming out, and, like, they're kind of like, did they just, like, say she had schizophrenia? Like, people were starting to question now at this time. This episode, I didn't see the whole thing. I watched all of the Dr. Phil clips on the Dr. Phil YouTube channel, but it is such a mess. Like, Susan interrupts, like, so much. She interrupts Dr. Phil so much, and she, like, does not listen to him. She's, like, constantly, like, I'm right, I'm right, I'm right, I'm right. I'm, like...
Like, she had a script she had to say.
Yes, and she's, like, seriously, like, she'd be, like, in fact, did you know, like, this is this, and, like... It's literally, like, she's preparing and, like, it's a show or something. Like,
that's so weird. Like, she's her daughter's publicist or something.
Yeah, and it's just, I don't know. I think it was only the parents at the time. Like, they didn't even have, like, Jenny or them, I believe.
That's like, why? That's so weird.
It's like, this is, like, when, like, it's like, Dr. Phil, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But, like, they brought psychologists on to kind of, like, tell them, like, just, like... It's like, hey, you need to fucking snap out of this and, like, care for your daughter. Like, I don't know. And, like, they both, like, Susan and Michael fought, and, like, Corey was there. I'm just like, it's
fucking
so
Corey.
Weird. And also Corey, they, like, admitted, like, Susan films it and Corey edited the videos. I don't know if that's still true, but, like, at that time.
Like, what the fuck? Like, this is your daughter's life.
And, like, as a stepfather, how do you
co-sign on that and, like, date someone and be like, yeah, this is a great idea?
Exactly. Like, it's scary that he see a problem with it.
No, like, they're fucked in the head.
It's so, like, weird.
Yeah.
But this is when Dr. Phil, like, this, she's finally confronted about doctor shopping, and she says she's visited over 50 doctors. She says something, she's like, well, it's not, like, 50 doctors, because, like, okay, if you go to, like, one place, there's going to be, like, multiple doctors or something like that, but I'm, like, still, like, you've been to more than three.
I was going to say five.
Like, literally, like,
yeah,
that's a lot already.
Yeah.
Like, in a, I don't know.
Before her, she was the ripe age of 10 years old. Like,
seriously.
How many doctors did you go to?
During this time on Dr. Phil 2, she's, like, very adamant about Bodhi. Like, she's, like, yeah, he has schizophrenia. Like, he's sick, too. Like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm, like, what is going on? Like, I don't know.
Like, it's like she wants her other kid to also have the same, like, mental illness so that she can keep exploiting them.
Yeah. So, luckily, though, in March 2019, DCFS, I can never remember it, the Child and Family Protective Services,
nice,
come to see Susan, and they have a warrant.
Ooh.
They take the children away, lift the warrant, and they're taken into foster care. Unfortunately, the first family that had them, like, denies them. I don't know, like, that's another entire pipeline story.
Like, what do you mean? You are a foster family? You deny them?
Yeah.
You did not, what? Okay.
I don't know. But they were put into a group home, and here, like, everyone knows, like, they have a really, like, good time. Like, they're thriving here. Like, mm-hmm. There are pictures of them, and, like, they look very healthy. Like, people would comment a lot about, like, how they look, like, the children put on, like, a lot of weight. Like, during this time, people, like, they lost weight. Like, they look very healthy, like, smiling, whatever. That, like, this is a time where they were, like, good. Like, I don't know. It was a high, I don't know. Just, like,
yeah, good. I'm glad they had that.
Mm-hmm. And it's, like, during this time, too, like, Jenny kind of, like, recognizes maybe that her mom, or I think she starts to maybe recognize, like, some of the things and that happens, because Susan, a few months later, like, threatens to file a lawsuit with, like, the caregivers, saying she's being abused by them, which, like, okay, she's just saying that.
Right.
And also at this time, Jenny and Bodhi were off their medications with, like, no problems. Like, they were fine without them.
So, when they were in the same place, when they were, like, really happy and thriving, they were not on any medication?
Yeah, they were in the same, place at this time, and I'm just, like...
So, doesn't that kind of, like, link something in people's brains?
Yeah, I'm like, can you not see, like... The fly being
Y equals MX plus B?
Seriously. I just, like, maybe, like, the medication, like, causes some of their problems. Maybe. But nothing happens, but this is the time, again, like, Jenny starts thinking her mom is, like, why is she doing this?
She's a smart woman.
So, on July 31st, though, there is a trial with Susan Schofield, seeing if she abused her children, like, kind of, like, you know, like, even, like, saying, like, she has schizophrenia, giving them medication, mm-hmm. like, stuff like that, abuse.
Good.
And she didn't show up that day, actually, because she said her dad died, but which was true, but her dad died 5 days before, and it was just, like, I don't know.
That reminds me of that meme that was, like, my professor seeing me and my grandma after me telling them that I was at my grandma's funeral.
Stop. Literally, I get so scared sometimes when I tell a professor I'm somewhere and they're going to see me later. I'm gonna be like, what do you mean?
I don't know you. Who are you?
But during this trial, this is where things get a little bit like, I don't want to say, like, spicier. I don't like that word, really. But a forensic psychiatrist analyzes pages and pages of Janie's files from UCLA and concludes that Janie, like, was on the autism spectrum with possible synesthesia, which I have a little, like, connection, I guess, with synesthesia because I did a speech, I wrote a speech about it for, in high school, speech and debate. So obviously I know everything about it. But synesthesia is, like, a lot of, the main thing people, like, know it as is when people play certain notes and they, like, they see colors.
Oh, okay.
So, like, with this, like, it can happen with, like, you can associate things with, like, calendars and days of the week and numbers and anything. So that's what this, psychiatrist, like, said. And also said that her schizophrenia was a misdiagnosis in 2009.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, you don't fucking say.
What's going on, UCLA? Like, I don't know, I don't know. So, oh yeah, also during this time, like I was saying before, like, Janie, like, testifies, like, in her testimony, she's, like, making it clear, like, with her, the way she's speaking, like, she knows, like, she shouldn't, like, go back to her mom. Like, she's just, like, I know it's not, like, maybe safe. I don't know if that's the right word, but not good, I guess.
Yeah, she's so smart. Like, to be that aware of everything happening to
her. Yeah. Like, what still, a queen. It's, like, still, like, I feel like people still, like, forget. Like, she's so smart still. Like, she's 18 now. And she was, what, 17 probably around here?
Yes. Yeah, 16, 17.
She's so, like, close to her age. It's just, like,
yeah,
it's current stuff, so it's, like, weird. So, but the judge ruled that DCFS was right about their accusal of Susan on 3 out of 4 allegations. 2 of them were medical neglect by over-medicated, one for each of the children.
Okay.
And they claimed that she was mentally unstable to take care of the children. So then after that, they remained in foster care for 18 months, but also, like, since Janie's right at this age, she's about to turn 18, so then she can legally, like, she has to make a decision, like, if she wants to, I think, remain in foster care until she's 21 or go back to her mom.
Okay.
But when she turns 18, she goes back to her mom. I don't really know why.
That had to have been really difficult. Like, I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah. She even denied, she denied a request at some point, like, from her father to go live with him and his new wife. So, I don't, like, she had choices. Like, I don't know, like, what the, I don't know. I don't know. Just, like, sad to me a little.
Yeah. I wonder if her mom manipulated her in any way or just, like, made her feel like she wouldn't be able to survive without her. So, she felt like she had to go back to her mom because that sucks.
Yeah. And, like, during, like, after this, like, once she goes back to her mom, like, this is when, like, the channel, like, become, the YouTube channel becomes, like, really, like, it's just, like, Janie's in front of the camera, like, talking. The scripted looking shit. Like, there's things, like, some of the things she said, like, in the videos after, like, the trial happens. She says, I have been re-diagnosed as schizophrenic and I'm on the autism spectrum. She also said, again, like, she likes talking to the camera and, like, she's saying to the audience, like, you guys don't know what I need, like, the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, like, I'm happy she's, if she's standing up for herself, like, I'm happy she's doing it, but I hope it's not under some sort of influence.
Yeah, it just feels like there's a little bit of manipulation happening.
Especially with the way the videos are, like, it does look like it's, like, okay, like, and, like, sometimes there's a conversation happening between, like, her and Susan. It's just, like,
you can tell her mom is back there directing her every move and, like, controlling what she says. It's, like, I just don't trust it that much.
So, also, I debated on if I wanted to talk about Bodie in this episode. I don't want to, like, ignore, obviously, the things that happened, but I personally think, like, I don't want to, like, speculate more because, like, Susan, again, like, thinks that Bodie has schizophrenia still, but, like, she over-medicates him and he's, like, drooling on, like, he has, like, he can't, like, function and it's just, like, no one really knows right now, but, like, she posts about it on the YouTube and stuff. I don't know. Actually, Bodie is still in foster care. They don't know where he is. Sometimes, like, they'll talk about him on the YouTube channel.
I just, yeah, like, that's so, like, a shitty position for both kids, because it's, like, kind of like Bodhi had no chance, like, mm-hmm. because his parents just, like, had this vision, and then when they realized they could capitalize off of it, mm-hmm. like, they ran with it and forced whatever they wanted, and now he's over-medicated and probably sick, and, like, we can't do anything about it.
Exactly, and, like, the thing, I didn't really like Michael's so focused on Jannie in the book, and, like, I really understand that, but it's just, like, you have two children, and they mm-hmm. both, like, are sick in some way, like...
And need you.
Like, you both... I don't, it's just, like, I don't know. It's, yeah. I can't just say, just come together, because, of course, there's a lot of shit. It's just, like, difficult.
It's so hard from an outside perspective, because it's just, like, it's so obviously clear, like, just stop doing what you're doing and care about your kids a little bit more.
Yeah. But
I don't think they want that answer. Like, I don't think that's what they want to hear.
Yeah, I think they really, like, think, like, they just, like, keep denying it, I think, and they only hear, like, I don't know if, like, they were just pushing, like, schizophrenia onto Bodhi because, like, that's what Jannie has? Mm-hmm. Question mark.
Right.
So.
Right. So messed up.
Yeah.
Twisted.
But another thing, Jannie has, like, she, I don't know if she still has it, she has a TikTok.
Oh, Queen Shit. Which is,
like, fun. Like, that's so... She, like, looked really happy. Like, people don't know if it was when she was in the foster care or if it was when, like, she was with her mother. But, like, the videos are, like, fun. Like, she's having a good time. Like,
I love that so much. What is it? Jannie... Oh, it came up
right. Oh, my God. No way.
All the comments are, like, please look up... I never say this right. I actually don't even know how to say it. By proxy, the disease that Gypsy Rose's mom had, Munchausen by proxy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. A mental health problem in which a caregiver makes up or causes an illness or injury in a person under his or her care, such as a child, an elderly adult, or a person with a disability. Vulnerable people are victims, and it is a form of abuse. Like, I definitely think there's a touch of that. But I think a lot of it is they liked the attention that they get.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and I don't even, like, I truly, like, after even just listening to Michael's book, like, I don't even want to hear, I, like, never had an interest in listening to hers, because, like, she has been, like, very irrational, very, like, the whole time. She's always been very, like, attacking, like, why not this? Like, why not try this? And it's just like, you need to calm down.
Yeah, like, just take a couple breaths. Take a couple breaths. Take a couple steps back. Ask your kid how they feel. Like, talk to your children rather than trying to just toss them along. Like, it just irks me. Like, I can't imagine thinking, like, not being able to step back and thinking, like, wait, maybe I'm not, like, what this is about. Like, maybe I should actually, like, just ask my kids how they feel rather than try to force something onto them.
Yeah, it's, like, I feel like, how can you not, like, I know it's hard to, like, say, like, step back and say, maybe I'm the problem. But, like, you need to.
Yeah.
For the sake of your daughter. I don't know. I don't know how, like, it doesn't. What's not clicking?
No, literally.
You know?
Like, there's something that's just, like, going, like, right over their heads that's yeah. just not clicking. I don't know. I don't get it enough.
It's so, yeah, it's, like, there's no, like, nothing. Like, this is it. This is the end of the story. Like, it's, like, what, like, things are still happening. Like, who knows when the next video could be posted onto the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I'd be interested to see. But I'm not subscribing.
No. Don't want to give them their
phone. I really don't want to even, like, think about it after this. Unless something, like, big happens.
Yeah, like, unless I find out her parents are arrested or, like, she gets to live on her own or, like, live with other caregivers, then I don't mm-hmm. want to hear about it. Because,
yeah. Like, it's, like, she deserves her privacy, like, at some point.
Yeah.
Like, she's, like, a... I don't know. It's been... I don't know.
Yeah, she's been, like, exploited to the nines. Like, she does not... Like, if she loves making TikTok videos, and I love that for her because it's her choice, and if she's not... Her mom isn't making her make TikToks, and mm-hmm. I love it. But other than that, like, leave that girl alone.
Yeah, seriously. I wonder if she's, like, seeing those comments, or, like, if... I don't even know.
Yeah, I wonder who runs her TikTok.
Whew. All right. Well, thank you all for... Do you have any final thoughts?
I don't. Anything? I'm just like, okay. I'm blown, man. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's a tiring case, honestly. Like, when I was researching, I'm like, this is just, like, so, like, come on.
Yeah, like, it's just because it's so frustrating because it's happening right now. And mm-hmm. I just want to be like, I love you, girl. Like,
listen, please, seriously.
Yeah. Tell us what you guys think. And then leave her alone, really.
If you know anything else interesting, because there are some parts of the book that I was just like, I don't want to retell the entire book or whatever. Like,
yeah.
Even though it was, like, the whole, like, timeline, a lot of it was just, like, again, like, Michael just being like, me. I'm like...
So, like, sick. Like, so weird. But... Have a wonderful rest of your day, everybody. I'm just pissed.
Yeah. Go take care of yourself after this. Just, like, go, I don't know.
Call off work. Have a snack.
Another smoke break.
Subscribe to the smoke breaks. Listen again and smoke with us. Because we'd love to hang out with you and smoke with you. And we are broke.
Thank you, rich people.
We will be back next week with a fun Pride episode. So we will see you then. Bye.